As Utah voters cast their ballot for governor this year, one issue in particular will be on their minds regardless of their party affiliation, and that is education. Incumbent Governor Gary Herbert is proud of how much new money he's put into the state's education system, but large class sizes and low teacher salaries persist in Utah. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Weinhold says he can change that. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
Here at the Utah Education Association's annual convention in Sandy, UEA Vice President Roger Donahoe welcomes Governor Gary Herbert to the stage.
His unwavering focus on economic development has led Utah's recovery from a recession to a position of national economic prominence. And last June, Forbes magazine and others ranked Utah's economy number one in the United States.
Donahoe says he looks forward to the day Utah has the number one education system under Herbert's leadership. Following the warm introduction and applause, Herbert charms the audience with a story about his fourth grade teacher, who instilled in him a love of reading.
I have a very extensive library. I read every day. And certainly I'm a better governor because I can read, number one, and I enjoy to read, number two. I promise you that's a truth statement.
Over the past 5 years, the Utah legislature has injected $1.8 billion in new money into public education. Graduation rates have increased. ACT and NAEP scores are making modest gains. And reading scores for Utah's Hispanic fourth graders have spiked significantly. This all despite Utah having the lowest spending per student in the nation and some of the largest classrooms. Herbert acknowledged the challenges Utah schools face.
We have to generate an additional $70 million per year just to break even and keep classroom sizes where they're at.
Sarah Nandell is a behavior specialist in the Weber School District.
I am a Democrat who supports Governor Herbert because, again, he takes the time to listen to us.
Nandell is also a member of the UEA Political Action Committee. She believes in Herbert's education plan.
He has a favorite teacher and he wants to continue that for his generation, his grandkids and generations to come. And he wants to give educators more money. Not that we go into our profession to be rich, but we need money to support our students.
It's a little disappointing to me in the sense that I think we could do so much better.
Utah House Minority Leader Brian King has endorsed Democrat Mike Weinholz for governor.
It's interesting to hear every Republican governor that we've had for literally 30 years say, I want to be the education governor. I remember Governor Leavitt saying that. I remember Governor Walker, Olene Walker, saying that. I remember Governor Huntsman saying that. The reality is that none of them were willing to do what was necessary to really put the resources into public education that would have made a big difference.
King believes Mike Weinholz has the courage and political will to make that kind of investment.
I want to make sure that the public education system in the state of Utah values teacher development, lowers class size, and most importantly, perhaps in some ways, aims its resources at those who are in the most critical need.
Here at Foxborough Elementary in North Salt Lake, kindergarten teacher Jolynn Metro has 54 students this year in her two French immersion classes. She has each of her students for roughly 2 hours a day. She has to cover math, social studies, and science on top of teaching them to read. She says it's overwhelming.
I can't give them the necessary one-on-one attention that they need in order to provide them with the education that they deserve.
Metro is also frustrated with her low salary. She rents an apartment outside the district in a neighborhood she can afford. And she says some of her colleagues, especially those with kids, are barely getting by.
You know, I always question, well, do I want to stay in this profession if I'm not getting paid what I feel like I deserve and what I feel like other teachers deserve? Is it worth sticking around for? You know, if we're not willing to pay the teachers a salary that reflects all of the work that they put in, how are we showing them that we want them to stay?
Mike Weinholz says teachers across the state are overwhelmed and underpaid, and that's unacceptable.
We have a culture here in Utah where our teachers are not respected, and in fact they're made the scapegoats for things when they go wrong, rather than the legislators looking inward and saying we're underfunding education here in Utah.
Weinholz says he would start by truly prioritizing education in the state budget, more like the state was doing in the 1990s when Utah was middle of the pack in terms of per student spending, rather than dead last.
Let's get back to those levels when we were designating 30% of our budget to education. And then if that's not enough, then I would propose a slight tax increase.
Specifically, Weinholz supports a tax hike of less than 1% on all Utahns and an additional 1% increase on the state's highest earners. Polls show roughly 70% of Utahns support such a tax increase if it goes to education. Weinholz says if he can't convince the legislature as governor, he would support a proposal to place a ballot question before voters asking if they would be willing to increase the income tax rate.
It takes a ballot initiative for the legislature to hear the voices of the people of Utah and the will of the people of Utah, then I would support it.
Weinholz and Herbert have battled it out over a number of issues during the election cycle, including public lands, health care, and the economy. But Utahns have always ranked K through 12 education as one of their top three concerns, according to annual reports from the nonprofit research group Utah Foundation. Several polls put Weinholz behind Herbert by double digits. The Democrat hopes his education proposals can help close that gap between him and a very popular incumbent. Whitney Evans, KUER News.